Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. It's WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs I love. I only play things I love. And I admit my tastes are sometimes a little strange, so you don't always get well, let's say that not everything is normal, but a lot of them are. A lot of them are country music and 50s songs and just anything that really strikes me as really something that I enjoy. I listen to them as I put them on the show, and I get the pleasure of picking them out, and it's just been a lot of fun picking out the songs. I'm going to start off one of my all-time favorites. Of course, I say that a lot. I have a lot of all-time favorites. This is Any Old Wind That Blows by Johnny Cash. And I love the theme. I love the banjo in the background. I'm a banjo player, so I really like the banjo. And I often talk about the fact that there are people with wanderlust. There are a lot of songs about wanderlust. The Wayward Wind is probably the all-time classic, but there's so many others. This is a man singing about the woman he loves, and she has a case of the wanderlust. Every now and then, she just takes off. And one of the lines I like, he says, "You know, if she loved another man, I'd understand it better than I do. But it isn't that. Just every now and then, she goes. And the only reason she does is because she wants to." So here's Johnny Cash with Any Old Wind That Blows.
Lord, she's restless, like cotton candy clouds that sail the day. Slow and free, and she possesses a mind that can't resign itself to stay for long with me. Though I've tried and tried to keep her tied and satisfied until she really needs me. Yes, I do. But when that certain look comes on her face, I can't replace it, and she leaves me. She's a butterfly in mid-July who just can't wait to try her brand new wings on brand new things. And she needs no rhyme or reason when she goes. Her mind is on what lies beyond that wall of blue horizon, I suppose. And heaven knows, she'll go sailing off on any old wind that blows. Yes, she will, yes, she will. She'll go sailing off on any old wind that blows. I know she needs me about as much as I need someone else, which I don't. And if need be, I swear someday I'll up and leave myself, which I won't. Even if she loved another man, I'd understand it more than I do. But I know the only reason that she ever has for leaving is she wants to. She's a butterfly in mid-July who just can't wait to try her brand new wings on brand new things. And she needs no rhyme or reason when she goes. Her mind is on what lies beyond that wall of blue horizon, I suppose. And heaven knows, she'll go sailing off on any old wind that blows.
Johnny Cash and Any Old Wind That Blows. Next up is a song by a group called Notorious, and their lead singer is a woman named Edom McAdam Summer, violinist, fiddler, singer, composer, educator. I just think she's one of the best. There are a number of women who have fantastic voices, and she's one of them. In her group is a guy named Larry Unger, and I don't know Larry, but I know his brother Jay, who's a great fiddler. And anyway, they make a great sound together. It's old-timey country sounding, And this particular song, I think Edom wrote, and it's about the coal mines. There have been many songs written about the coal mines. This catches kind of how hard a job it is and what it feels like to be in. With Edom McAdam Summer singing Beneath the Stones. Next up is another Johnny Cash song. This is Johnny Cash and June Carter. June Carter, as you know, is a local girl from over at Carter Fold. Her mother was the person who started Carter Fold, and I've been over there a few times. Some friends of mine have been there when Johnny Cash showed up years ago. He would come in, he and June would come in unexpectedly, you know, to visit mom or the family and stuff. So they didn't announce that he was going to be there, but my wife's son was there once when he showed up. Some other friends have been there. said it was quite a show. So, anyway, this is Johnny Cash singing If I Were a Carpenter. He was not the person who made this song famous, but he and June do a good job with it, and they get the point across, and that's, well, you'll understand. It's a question of lovers saying, would you still love me if I were a carpenter?
If I were a carpenter and you were a lady, would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby?
If you were a carpenter and I were a lady, I'd marry you anyway. I'd have your baby.
If a tinker was my trade, would I still find you?
I'd be carrying the pot you made, following behind you.
Save your love through loneliness, save your love through sorrow. I gave you my onlyness, give me your tomorrow. If I were a miller and a mill wheel grinding, would you miss your colored blouse and your soft shoes shining?
If you were a miller and a mill wheel grinding, I'd not miss my colored blouse and my soft shoes shining.
Save your love through loneliness, save your love through sorrow. I gave you my onlyness, give me your tomorrow. If I worked my hands in wood, would you still love me?
I'd answer you, yes I would.
And would you not be above me? If I were a carpenter and you were a lady,
I'd marry you anyway. I'd have your baby.
Save your love through loneliness, save your love through sorrow. I gave you my onlyness, give me your tomorrow.
Johnny Cash and June Carter, If I Were a Carpenter. Next up is a song from kind of the same era. This is Where Have All the Flowers Gone by Peter, Paul, and Mary. I was in college when the folk revival hit hard. The Kingston Trio, Peter, Paul, and Mary, the Limelighters, the Weavers had a big comeback, Pete Seeger, the Terriers, there was just group after group after group. But one of the biggest ones was Peter, Paul, and Mary. And I saw them live a few times. And this is one of their big hits. This really got me into singing and folk music. And in our fraternity house, we sang all the songs from these albums. Joan Baez, of course, popped up about the same time. Bob Dylan became famous. All this was going on. So here's Peter, Paul, and Mary with a Pete Seeger song. Pete Seeger wrote this song, and it probably is the most famous, or for me, it's one of the most powerful anti-war songs that was ever made. So here is Where Have All the Flowers Gone by Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Where have all the flowers gone? Long time passing. Where have all the flowers gone? Long time ago. Where have all the flowers gone? Young girls have picked them, every one. Oh, when will they ever learn? Oh, when will they gone, long time passing. Where have all the husbands gone, long time ago? Where have all the husbands gone? Gone for soldiers, everyone. Oh, when will they ever learn? Oh, when will they ever learn? Where have all the soldiers gone? Long time passing. Where have all the soldiers gone? Long time ago. Where have all the soldiers gone?
Gone to graveyards, everyone.
Oh, when will they ever learn?
Oh, when will they ever learn?
Where have all the graveyards gone? Long time passing. Where have all the graveyards gone? Long time ago. Where have all the graveyards gone? Gone to flowers, everyone. Oh, when will they ever learn? Oh, when will they ever learn? Pick them, everyone. Oh, when will they ever learn? Oh, when will they ever learn?
That was Where Have All the Flowers Gone with Peter, Paul, and Mary. I shouldn't probably admit this, but in college, we used to refer to them as Peter, Paul, and Sexy. She was not a particularly striking woman, but there's just something about her that made her very attractive. And I also thought she always sang a tiny bit off-key, not really exactly, but more like a different harmony. Well, next up is something a little different. I'm going to play the same song, the same title, twice. It's called The Wind That Shakes the Barley. And I learned it early on, maybe 30 years ago. It's a story about the Irish Revolution. You know, it's still going on. The Irish don't like the British being there on their island. So this is a story from that era when it was a little more intense. It's not that it isn't that intense now. But the first one is sung a cappella by a group, although it's just a woman's voice. Claire Nagel is the name of the group. The Wind That Shakes the Barley, and tells its own story. So I'll let you listen to the story. The second one is a banjo piece. And here's the challenge for you, to see if you can find this tune that you're going to hear now in the banjo piece. I haven't found it yet, but it's a beautiful banjo piece anyway. So here comes the song, sung a cappella, just as clean and straightforward as it can be. And this is Ireland to the core.
I sat me in the valley green, I sat me with my true love. My sad heart strove the two between, the old love and the new love. The old for her, the new that made me think on Ireland dearly. While soft the wind blew down the glen and shook the golden barley. 'Twas hard the woeful words to frame, to break the ties that bound us. 'Twas harder still to bear the shame of foreign chains around us. And so I said, the mountain glen I'll seek it morning early, and join the bold united men while soft wind shakes the barley. While sad I kissed away her tears, my fond arms round her flinging. The foeman shot burst on our ears, from out the wildwood ringing. The bullet pierced my true love's side, in life's young spring so early. And on my breast in blood she died, while soft wind shakes the barley. Now blood for blood without remorse, I have taken to Oulard Hollow. I've laid my true love's clay-cold corpse, where I full soon will follow. Around her grave I wander drear, noon, night, and morning early, with breaking heart whene'er I hear the wind that shakes the barley.
That was The Wind That Shakes the Barley, sung by Cerd na Gael. Now comes The Wind That Shakes the Barley, played by Mary Cox. Mary Cox is a banjo player from Florida. She's a champion banjo player, won many contests, and she's playing in a style called frailing, which is my favorite kind of banjo, although all banjo can sound nice. But this is clearly frailing banjo all the way through. It's there's nothing there but the instrument. And one instrument, I think, I'll listen for me, might be a guitar, but I don't think there is. And I find this utterly captivating. Two versions of The Wind That Shakes the Barley, and quite different versions, obviously. Now we're going back to my traditional fare, country music, the best, the best country music, the ones I like the most. This is the Oak Ridge Boys singing You're the One, and I've always loved the Oak Ridge Boys. They always have somebody singing a deep bass, and I get in conversations. I'm a singer and a musician. And people ask me, did I ever have any ambitions to be a professional? And I never thought of it. But I don't think I had the talent to be a lead. But I would love to have sang in a group like the Oak Ridge Boys, or as a backup singer, a harmony singer for somebody really good. So I love the harmony in the Oak Ridge Boys. It's what makes it go for me. And this song has a lot of it. This is You're the One by the Oak Ridge Boys.
Many's a time I have looked in the water, and no reflection to show.
And I don't remember her name. They'll say that I'm just a smile and a moment, but that was before you came.
You're the one in a million. You're the one, you're the one. You're the one in a million. I see. You're the
The One in a Million by the Oak Ridge Boys. You're the One. Actually, that's the full name. Next up is a song from the movie Llewellyn Davis, Finding Llewellyn Davis. And it's he sings, the guy who does the lead part in that is a good musician and does some great stuff. And he's playing songs that were from the era that he's showing in the movie back in the 60s, late 50s, early 60s, the beginning of the folk revolution. At one point in the movie, Bob Dylan is singing in the background in a whiny voice. But this particular song is one that's used in the movie Green, Green, Rocky Road. And the original version from that era was by Dave Van Ronk. And I saw Dave Van Ronk do this song in a church in Boston. Well, it would have been about 1963 or 4, I guess. Well, it might have been 62. And Dave Ronk was a great musician. He sang alone. He played guitar. He played harmonica. He sang a cappella sometimes. And this is him and the guitar, I think. And this is Green, Green, Rocky Road.
Carpet on my floor, you come along. Follow me, we'll go down to Galilee. Green, green, rocky road, you're promenading green. Tell me who you love, tell me who you love. See that crow up in the sky, he don't walk. You just fly, you don't walk. He don't run, he keep on flapping to the sun. Holland green, green, rocky road, you're promenading green. Tell me who you love, tell me who you love. Little Miss Jane, you run to the wall, don't you stumble, don't you fall or don't you sing. Don't you shout when I sing, you come running out. Holland green, green, rocky road, you're promenading green. Tell me who you love, tell me who you love. Guitar. Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm. Soda cracker, does your mama chew tobacco? If your mama chews tobacco, ooga dooga soda cracker, yes. Green, rocky road, you're promenading green. Tell me who you love, tell me who you love. No carpet on my floor, you come along. Follow me, there's a man in Galilee. Holland green, green, rocky road, you're promenading green. Tell me who you love, tell me who you love.
Was Dave Van Rock singing Green Green Rocky Road. Next up is something a little different. This is from the movie 12 Years a Slave, and it was sung by a group of slaves in the movie, and actually sung by a group that just does a great job. The main singer is a guy named Chiwetel Ejiofor, and he does it great. This is an old-time slave gospel, I guess you'd call it, and I get a kick out of this.
Went down to the River Jordan, where John baptized three. When I walked the devil in hell, says Johnny baptized me. I say, roll, Jordan, roll. Oh, now I'm roll, Jordan, roll. My soul will rise in heaven, Lord, for the year old Jordan roll. Well, some say John was a Baptist.
Some say
John was a Jew.
I believe.
But I say John was a preacher, cause my Bible says so too. I say, roll, Jordan, roll. Roll, Jordan, roll. My soul arise in heaven, Lord, for the year when Jordan roll. Hallelujah, roll, Jordan, roll. Roger and roll, my soul arise in heaven, Lord, for the year when Jordan roll. Hallelujah,
roll, Jordan, roll. My soul arise in heaven, Lord, for the year when Jordan roll.
Everybody say,
roll, Jordan, roll. Roll, Jordan, roll. My soul arise in heaven, Lord, for the year when Jordan roll. Roll, Jordan, roll. Roll, Jordan, roll. My soul arise in heaven, Lord, for the year when Jordan roll. Roll, Jordan, roll. Roll, Jordan, roll. My soul arise in heaven, Lord, for the year when Jordan roll.
That was Roll, Jordan, Roll from the movie 12 Years a Slave. Can switch gears now, go back to 1983. This is Shelley West singing Jose Cuervo. This was her second number one country hit, and I've played the other one a number of times. It's called You're the Reason God Made Oklahoma. She did that as a duet with Lefty Frizzell, and that was her first number one hit. This is the second one, Jose Cuervo, and I get a kick. She's having a good time.
Well, it's Sunday morning and the sun is shining in my eye that is opened and my head is spinning. Was the life of the party. I can't stop grinning. I had too much tequila last night. Jose Cuervo, you are a friend of mine. I'd like to drink you with a little salt and lime. Did I kiss all the cowboys? Did I shoot out the lights? Did I dance on the bar? Did I start any fight? Now wait a minute, things don't look too familiar. And who is this cowboy who's sleeping beside me? Well, he's awful cute, but how'd I get his shirt on? I had too much tequila last night. Jose Cuervo, you are a friend of mine. I'd like to drink you with a little salt and lime. Did I kiss all the cowboys? Did I shoot out the lights? Did I dance on the bar? Did I start any fights? Little shooters, I'd love to drink them down. Come on, bartender, let's have another round. Well, the music is playing and my spirits are high. Tomorrow might be painful, but tonight we're gonna fly. Jose Cuervo, you are a friend of mine. I like to drink you with a little salt and lime. Every time we get together, I sure have a amigo. Jose Cuervo, you are a friend of mine. I'd like to drink you with a little salt and lime. Did I kiss all the cowboys? Did I shoot out the lights? Did I dance on the bar? Did I start any fights? Jose Cuervo, you are a friend of mine.
That was Jose Cuervo by Shelley West. Her mother, Dottie West, was also a fairly well-known country music singer. Well, next up is Papa Was a Rolling Stone by The Temptations. The song was originally released in 1971 by another group, but in 72 The Temptations made a 12-minute version of it, which won all sorts of awards. This is a slightly shorter version. It's let's see. It's almost 7 minutes, so it's pretty long, too. But this is the Temptations singing Papa Was a Rolling Stone. The first half of it's instrumental. And at one point, I thought maybe the whole thing was instrumental. I don't usually play instrumentals. But then in comes the singers, and they rock. So Papa Was a Rolling Stone by the Temptations from 1972. I'm
It was the 3rd of September. That day I'll always remember. Yes, I will. 'Cause that was the day that my daddy died. I never got a chance to see him. Never heard nothing but bad things about him. Mama, I'm depending on you. Tell me the truth. Mama just hung her head and said, son, Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home.
And when he died,
all he left us was alone. Oh, Papa was a rolling stone, my son, yeah. Wherever he laid his hat was his home.
And when he died,
all he left us was alone.
What they say, that Papa never worked a day in his life.
And Mama, some bad talk going around town saying that Papa had 3 outside children and another wife. And that ain't right.
Heard some talk about Papa doing some storefront preaching, talking about saving souls and all the time leeching. Dealing in debt and stealing in the name of the Lord. Mama just hung her head and said,
Papa was a rolling stone,
my son.
Wherever he laid his hat was his home. And when he died,
oh, he left his father alone. Hey,
Papa was a rolling stone.
That comet.
Wherever he laid his hat was his home.
Never was much on thinking. Spent most of his time chasing women and drinking.
Mama, I'm depending on you to tell me the truth.
Mama looked up with a tear in her eye and said, son,
Papa was a rolling stone.
Well, 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 well.
Wherever he laid his hat was his home. And when he died,
all he left us was alone, 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 alone.
Oh,
Papa Was a Rolling Stone by the Temptations. A true classic. Next up is another classic. It's not that well known by this artist, but it's the one I know. It's called Live Fast, Love Hard, Die Young. Country Western by Farron Young. And it expresses a point of view that a lot of people have when they're young. I didn't have this point of view, and thank goodness. But some people do. And some succeed in dying young, but a lot of them live fast and love hard and don't die young. So this is Live Fast, Love Hard, Die Young by Farron Young.
I want to live fast, love hard, die young, and leave a beautiful memory. I want to live fast, love hard, die young, and leave a beautiful memory. Don't want slow walking or sad singing. Let them have a jubilee. I want to leave a lot of happy women thinking pretty thoughts of me. I want to live fast, love hard, die young, and leave a beautiful memory. I got a hot rod car and a cowboy suit, and I really do get around. I got a little black book and the gals look cute, and I know the name of every spot in town. I want to find them, fool them, leave them, and let them do the same to me. I want to live fast, love hard, die young, and leave a beautiful memory. Cat, let me grab my hat, and baby, come along with me. We're gonna do some fancy stepping. We're really going on a spree. I wanna live fast, love hard, die young, and leave a beautiful memory. Now you may not approve of the things I do, but it really don't bother me. But don't ever think you're gonna tie me down. I'm gonna stay footloose, fancy free. Jump back, make tracks, let them pretty gals and me. I want to live fast, love hard, die young, and leave a beautiful memory.
That was Farron Young's first number one hit, and it was in 1955. Goes back a bit, doesn't it? Next up is a number one country hit from last year, 2013. So you can compare the styles, how country music has changed from 1955 to 2013. The singer's name is Brent Eldridge, and this was his number one hit, his first number one hit, and he's doing well. As many of you know, I like to kind of group songs about romance, failed romances, beginning romances. There are a lot of songs out there, especially country western, about another somebody done somebody wrong song. Or the guy whose heart is breaking, you know, and he's just so sad he thinks he's never going to get over it. Or the one who's just chosen to end it. Or finding out the bad news. Or being in the middle of it. When sometimes it's the beginning, when it's just starting. Well, this is one of those. This guy is in a bar or somewhere, and he sees this attractive woman, and he thinks she is giving him the eye. But she's doing it subtly. A few weeks ago, I read a poem to his coy mistress by Andrew Marvel, and starts off by saying, had I but whirled enough in time, this coyness, mistress, would be no crime. Well, this woman's being a little bit coy, but not too. And he's sort of telling her, I know you've been looking at me, and I've sure been looking at you. So this is the beginning of a relationship, which is different, and it hasn't gone sour. And who knows, maybe it'll be a successful relationship. So I'm taking you now to Don't Ya.
Girl, you cut those jeans just right. I know you didn't buy them like that. baby, don't even try that. You dance, oh, you move, yeah, like there ain't nobody watching. But girl, you know I'm watching. Don't lie, you got it all figured out. That smile closer, closer, girl, I gotta get to know you, everything about you makes me want you, know what you're doing, baby, don't you, you've been looking over here all night, and when I look, you look away, oh, I love the little games you play, I bet you didn't mean to brush my hand when you walk by me like you didn't mean to drive me crazy. Don't lie, you got it all figured out. That smile has got me spinning around. Don't even try acting like it ain't no thing, 'cause I can see you move a little closer. So girl, I gotta get to know you, everything about you makes me want you, know what you're doing, baby, don't you, I wanna get out of here and let me show you how good it would feel to hold you, put your pretty little head on my shoulder, oh yeah, don't lie, you got it all figured out, that smile got me spinning. Closer, closer, girl, I gotta get to know you, everything about you makes me want you, know what you're doing, baby, don't you,
yeah, don't you, I think she does, and I think he knows too, I like that, that's, good times are about to happen, are happening, well, we've only got a minute or two more, and I'm gonna play just a little piece of a song before I sign off, and, this song is called Touch the Morning by Don Gibson, and it's a happy song. It's sort of saying, wake up and smell the roses, enjoy your life. So we'll just play a little bit of it, and I'll start next week's show with it. This is Touch the Morning by Don Gibson.
Take a time to touch the morning. You had some day. Take a time to touch the morning before it slips away. Have you ever seen the sunshine peeping through wet window glass? Have you ever noticed Jack Frost dancing lightly on your grass? Have you ever tasted apples with the dew still on the skin? Have you ever loved somebody you'll never see again? And take the time to touch the morning. Oh, you wish you had some day. Take the time to touch the morning before it slips away.
Touch the Morning by Don Gibson. I'll start next week's show with that. You've been listening to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music on Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1. And it's from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. It's a pleasure each week to play my favorite songs and to share them with you. And I'm going to leave you with my encouragement that I end each show with. So please do this for me. I want you to do what I'm trying to do, and that is to celebrate most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.